This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Lance from Graham is. Lance, are you there?
I am here.
Now, Steve, you need to know Lance is no ordinary competitor. Lance, what makes you special?
I was Steve's first loss of 2025, and I'm ready to do it again.
Oh, yeah! Let's go.
I am Taryn, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Lance has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Lance, what does TBA stand for?
TBA?
TB as in boy. Yes. After Alaska, what U.S. state has the longest coastline?
Texas?
No.
California?
No.
Florida.
Yes. What planet in our solar system has the slowest rotation?
Earth.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
Uranus.
No. Elton John was born on this day in 1947, meaning he's how old today?
Holy crap. 47, 55, 65, 75.
No. What color is the viral corn dog being served at T-Mobile Park this year?
Oh, God, is it blue?
It is. The Peace Arch Border Crossing connects Surrey, B.C. to what Washington city?
Linden?
No.
Blaine?
Yes. What is the best-selling car model of all time?
Jesus, Toyota Camry?
No.
I don't know, pass.
Let's see, Lance. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 correct.
Ugly.
You know what? It maybe wasn't as good as your first game of 2025. But I think Steve is walking and looking quite confused. His head must be in the clouds.
Oh, yeah. Very much in the clouds.
Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What does TBA stand for?
To be announced.
Correct. After Alaska, which U.S. state has the longest coastline?
After Alaska, largest coastline. California?
No.
Florida?
Yes. What planet in our solar system has the slowest rotation?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
No, sir.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
No. Elton John was born on this day in 1947, meaning he's how old today?
47. 79?
No.
78?
Yes. What color is the viral corn dog being served at T-Mobile Park this year?
In the pictures, it looks green, but it's blue.
It is.
We've seen them.
The Peace Arch Border Crossing connects Surrey, B.C. to which Washington city?
Blaine.
That's correct. What is the best-selling car model of all time?
Is it Toyota?
A little more specific.
The Toyota Camry?
No.
The Toyota... I can't think of another Toyota. Toyota Camry.
No.
Toyota.
No.
Damn it.
Matt Groening is the creator
Simpsons.
Of what car? Yes.
The Simpsons.
You know what, Steve? You are victorious with a score of 6-4.
Let's go. Big win.
Sorry, Lance.
Nice job, Steve. I'll get you next time.
Yeah, sounds great.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The planet in our solar system with the slowest rotation is Venus.
Venus.
And the best-selling car model of all time is the Toyota Corolla. You were both so close. But congratulations, Steve. You're the big winner today.
What was it again? I'm sorry.
The Toyota Corolla.
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 I could not think of any other model besides the Camry.
Those Camrys run forever.
And they're around everywhere.
They sure are.
Yep.
During the premiere of American Idol season 23, a 20-year-old by the name of Sophie Powers absolutely shocked the judges with an original song she performed called STFU. This is part of it.
Karens, shut the f*** up. Vegans, shut the f*** up. Babies, shut the f*** up. Everyone needs to shut the f*** up.
So what is the backstory behind that masterpiece? Sophie will join us to chat about her experience after Led Zeppelin.
The Daily Mix Show.
American Idol is in its 23rd season, and during the premiere of the new season, a 20-year-old by the name of Sophie Powers absolutely stunned the judges, who are Carrie Underwood,
yep,
Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. She performed an original song called STFU. Check it out.
They try to cancel me, bother me, stop bothering me. I don't even like my job. Karens, shut the f*** up. Vegans, shut the f*** up. Babies, shut the f*** up. Everyone needs to shut the f*** up. Laundry, shut the f*** up. War, shut the f*** up. Dinosaurs, shut the f*** up. Everyone needs to shut the f*** up.
I went to a vegan restaurant over the weekend, and when I walked in, that's the first thing I thought, like, vegans, shut the F up.
The judges were pretty stunned by her performance, but she did end up getting three no's.
You're interesting, you know, obviously in the context of American Idol. I don't know where you would fit in.
Yeah.
Here.
Neither do I. I'm literally Canadian, so.
It's a no for American Idol.
So bummed, because I would have given a yes to Sophie. We have 100%. Sophie on with us this morning. Sophie Powers, good morning.
Good morning.
Sophie, God, man, what an incredible time. That was so much fun to watch, and just when you performed the song, put a huge smile on our faces, and just your reaction to Carrie Underwood was just fantastic.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Sophie, out of curiosity, I know you have a pretty awesome following on Instagram, but just how much did your popularity grow after your appearance on American Idol?
I think I gained like 30,000 on Instagram and almost 100 on TikTok, and the love has been really, really overwhelming. I'm so grateful.
We're chatting with Sophie Powers. You saw her on American Idol. She's the one who told all the judges to shut the F up in an original song. And I've seen it before with, like, you know, television shows like Shark Tank, where the businesses go on. They don't really want to have any of the investors invest in them. They're just hoping to get the word out about their product. And I was wondering if this is something that, well, if that was the approach you had as well. You just wanted to get your art out there for people to hear, but you really didn't care about whether or not they sent you through to the next round.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Definitely, that was my intention.
So,
mission accomplished. That's right? Awesome.
And Sophie, when it comes to like the style of music, you know, that you put out there, what do you call your genre?
I would call it alternative pop or hyperpunk. So it's like pop punk mixed with hyperpop.
So was there a moment, though, when you did get the okay to do the audition, all that, in the back of your mind, like, well, should I not do this, or should I try and actually get to be on the show, or are you just like 100%, you're like, nope, I'm going to stay committed to this, and I'm just going to make it happen the way that I want to do it?
Oh, no, I was 100% committed to the bit. And the judges actually were a little bit alarmed when I first walked in, before I even said anything, just because of my outfit being so crazy, and I do design crazy outfits, so, like, no shade. Fair enough.
I loved your outfit. Your outfit sold me. I would have said yes to you based on your clothing choice alone.
I'm wearing a Band-Aid on my nose now because of it.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Sophie, can you maybe tell us just a little bit about what it's like in that space, you know, seeing all these other people interviewing and doing their songs? What is it like being in that space and just, you know, sitting there with thousands of others of people trying to all make it onto American Idol?
I definitely felt like I shouldn't have been there, but to my credit, someone deserved that spot way more, and if they didn't give me three no's, I would have said, you guys are crazy, I'm leaving, much love, though.
Oh, so if they actually turned around and said, yes, we want to put you through to the next round, would you have turned it down, or would you have said, let's see how far this goes?
Oh, no, I would have left, genuinely, and I love the show, no shade, but, I mean, there are just so many talented people on that show that I would love to give someone who actually auditioned using those talents a chance. I'm actually really happy with how it went, because now people are listening to my artist project, Sophie Powers, and liking my fashion designs and my own art.
Thanks, Sophie Powers. You got three new fans in the room of yours, and we appreciate you.
Aw, no, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
And Steve, if she comes to town, we're going.
Yeah! Shut the F up. I was kind of hoping that's how she was going to start the interview. Hey, blah, 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 blah. She just looks at me and goes, shut the F up.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see comedian Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater on April 17th. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week we are playing for tickets to see comedian Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater on April 17th. And our contestant is Mark from Puyallup. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Let's spin this
represent.
Wheel. Oh, yeah. Spin this wheel. See who you're playing with, me or Migs.
Right. The wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog or will it be Migsy? It looks like... it's you and me, Mark. Puyallup brothers for life. Let's go.
Yes.
All right. Migs. Mark, here is your clip.
I sure hope you know it. I think I do.
Breaking Benjamin?
That's who I was thinking. That is the band. Okay, yes.
Do you want to hear it again?
Sure.
Now, I believe, if I could give a hint, I believe that the singer is singing the name of the song right there.
I will not break?
Okay, we're getting close. You got the first three letters. I mean, first three words right. Now, the last word is not break. But
no?
Yes.
Final answer.
Oh, my God.
We are halfway there.
What did
I do without you? Two Puyallup kings.
I'll be honest. I was like, what can I hint for bow? I was thinking bow and arrow or...
I was thinking, like, after the curtain call, the performers will take a...
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to do your part. Here is your clip.
The pressure's on. Okay, that is Social D.
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay. And I believe that is it's a story, I believe.
I believe you're right.
I believe that's the story of your life, of my life. Mark, you got the tickets, my man.
Sweet.
I mean, I barely helped you.
You know what? It was a team effort. Congratulations to Mark.
Whenever I hear Social Distortion, I just instantly think of a cassette tape. This is a nostalgia thing. You hear the song, and I think of a cassette tape. I recorded a copy of that record from my buddy. And so, you know, it's like one of those like blank cassettes with the names all written in. I could still picture it all.
Because
I couldn't picture Story of My Life. I was picturing Story of Your Life.
My life, your life, everybody's life. If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, now would be a great time to give us a call. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Evanescence.
The Daily Mix Show.
Received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So feel free to call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve Migs, we have a bit of a call to action this morning, I believe. We have Sasha on the phone. And Sasha, you are on a mission to save the old firehouse in Redmond.
Yeah, that's correct. I just found out that it's going to be closing this month, so basically this Friday. It hasn't even been packed up. Guys, the people that work there and volunteer there and the teens didn't even know about this until the middle of this month. They got less notice than you would if you were moving out of your house.
Now, I saw your text message this morning and just instantly brought me back. Super nostalgia, but like you said, help us stop the city of Redmond from doing this. The old firehouse, for those that don't know, is a teen center. It's not actually a firehouse. It was. But it's a place where a lot of great bands have performed at. I mean, I'm dating myself, but back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, my old band played so many shows at the old firehouse, including getting open for Pat from Weezer's band, The Special Goodness. They played there. Still one of my all-time favorite memories. So when I saw this text, I was like, this can't happen. Like, this was such a great place for people who are young and a place to go and enjoy live music and other art as well. It wasn't just live music. Like the old firehouse did a lot of stuff for the teens.
Yeah. There's teens that go there from surrounding communities too, not just Redmond, all over the place. Anybody that can take a bus to downtown Redmond, it's free to go there. They don't have to pay to go there. They've got all kinds of classes, fully decked out digital recording studio that kids can use, instruments there, amazing dedicated volunteer staff that have teach kids music and art, and they also get involved in community engagement discussions and things like that. So it's really important that we save it. And what the city's thinking about saying they're going to do is offer teen programs in the brand new community center and other municipal buildings. So they haven't even made a calendar for April of what they're even offering. They've already admitted there's no sound recording studio. There's no music venue. I mean, they're not even packed up. So if we can get them to stop, we need to do it. And
Sasha,
that's the whole point of what we're doing.
Maybe tell people what exactly could be done. What can people do to take action right now to help save the old firehouse teen center?
Yeah. So we've made a website, saveofh.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see a link to our petition. We've already gathered since last Thursday over 2,000 signatures. There's places you can comment. You can sign up for our email list to get in the loop. Today, we are rallying on short notice, but we will plan more events. We are going to be down at City Hall at 6:30 p.m. Unfortunately, it's not a day that City Council has on the calendar that they're going to allow us to speak. So we are going to have a peaceful demonstration and community gathering at 6:30 at City Hall in Redmond today.
Well, we're glad we could get the word out, and I hope that keep us posted on how everything goes with that, because that is such an institution for a lot of up-and-coming bands and just teams that just need a place to go. So thanks for doing all that.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you helping me spread the word.
Take care.
Yeah, our pleasure, Sasha. SaveOFH.com is where you can go. That's awesome. I'm glad we got the word out.
Yeah, and they do a lot of really cool stuff. I remember just playing a lot of shows there, and it's just an awesome vibe. It's been a minute since I've been there, but when I saw that text, I was like, you got to be kidding me. We can't get rid of that.
Let's go, Rockaholics. Let's step it up and help save it. Yesterday, I was pretty devastated by something that I learned about my son. He is apparently not a fan of our radio show, Steve Miggs.
You got to be freaking kidding me. This kid.
I'm sick of you.
Well, that's probably why.
Why is he sick of me? Why is he not a fan of our radio show? You'll hear from Barrett himself at 9:50.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, I learned that Barrett, my 5-year-old, is actually not a fan of our radio show after all.
I'm sick of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm. It's a general theme. He's sick of me. He doesn't like my radio show. This is what happened.
Hey, Barrett, when my nephew was here and we were all hanging out this weekend, he told me that his bus driver lets them listen to Mommy's station in the morning. And then
How old's the nephew?
Six.
Six. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're rockaholics for sure on that bus.
That is our target demographic.
It is.
6-year-olds.
And then you said that that's what you guys listen to on your bus, too. But then today when you got off the bus, you told me actually you listen to a different radio station. What station do you listen to?
Dad's
station?
Oh, my goodness. What in the living F?
I was crushed. First of all, we had an entire conversation about this with the 6-year-old and the 5-year-old, where they were both telling me that they listened to our station to our show in the morning.
Okay, do you think Barrett was lying just so he could fit in with the older, you know, the older cousin?
It's gotta be.
Yeah, he's like, I totally listen to Mom's radio show too. No idea what you're talking about.
Well, why don't you tell your bus driver, hey, let's listen to my mom's station?
No.
No!
Did your voice almost break there,
yes,
Taryn?
I was barely holding it together, Danny.
Come on, Barrett.
Still no.
Oh, come on.
No? Are you kidding me?
Nobody ever tells the bus driver that.
No. I was going to say, nobody ever listens. I was like, damn, this kid's a savage.
Nobody ever tells the bus driver to listen to Barrett's mom's radio station.
Wow. Everyone likes to listen to Dad's radio station.
Barrett's Dad's radio station.
And Dad does a radio show at KISM up in Bellingham. He does. Yes.
Nobody ever tells the bus driver that. They like Daddy's station?
Well, that's the only one they can play you. They can't get yours.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they can't get yours online.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, it's true. We're not online.
Like, this kid is just throwing out lies to me, trying to make me feel better.
Kind of impressed even as what online is.
That's crazy.
Did you tell him about the Odyssey app?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
Well, I love you anyway. Do you love me anyway?
Mom, want to help me dig this hole?
I do. Which I did. We dug a very big hole.
So translation.
Do you love me anyway?
No.
Better luck the next day. Have you ever tried to save
someone? What
does
he call you, Dad's? I mean, what does he call you? You call Brad's.
So it's the Brad and John Show, but he calls it the Dad and John Show.
Which I think is the greatest name.
It's so cute.
Dad and John?
The Dad and John Show.
They should start doing merch with that.
Yes.
No.
Have you ever tried to save a parking spot for yourself or someone else?
No.
One woman was so mad that someone was doing this that she ran that person over.
Still no.
Oh, yes. We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Migs download after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Brian Castle joins us. Why can't we have this weather on Thursday for opening day of the Mariners?
I know. Well, at least it's not going to be like it is tomorrow when, you know, we're going to have tornadoes and stuff.
But it'll be 69 degrees.
Nice.
Hey,
the wind's blowing hard. That's 69. Nice.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Now, I feel like this could happen in Puyallup at the Walmart parking lot because it's just chaos in that parking lot. I do not recommend going there.
I've bought drugs there before.
I would not be surprised. I feel like there's little stations for different types of drugs.
Not really, as far as you know.
But this Winnipeg woman was run over in a parking lot dispute because she tried to save a spot for a family member. You see that sometimes, someone standing in a spot.
Guess what? You don't get to do that.
I know, but
just stand in a parking spot like, nah, I'm saving this for somebody.
I don't think you're wrong, and I wouldn't do it, but I also wouldn't run that person
also,
over.
Very unreasonable.
Can't you're do right. that either.
Exactly what happened. This woman was ran over by another person who wanted the stall, knocked her down, trapped her under her SUV's front tires. Then the driver left the scene. Thankfully, the woman, she was taken to the hospital with lower body injuries. She's in stable condition, so she should be okay. And that other woman was arrested.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope the parking saver learned her lesson.
I think you're right, though, Steve. That could definitely happen in Puyallup.
I swear, I have to, like, head on a swivel in that parking lot. Head on a swivel. It's insanity.
There was a Colorado man arrested after he robbed a convenience store using a finger gun. Pew, pew, pew. And then he fled in a bright pink SUV. What a great getaway car.
This guy clearly did not understand how to do the job.
Keeping it on the down low.
The police caught up with him. They boxed him in at a gas station. They discovered that his teenage daughter was also in the car. He had an accomplice, a driver. Hey. What a mess.
Oh, look at that text message. Someone says, Major, totally right about the Walmart parking lot in Puyallup. I go to the Bonnie Lake Walmart just because I can't handle that parking lot.
Dude, wow. I went to the Walmart in Yakima on Christmas Eve last year, and it was maybe one of the worst experiences of my life.
in and outside of the Walmart.
I'm talking about the parking lot.
Yes, it's a war zone.
Every person for themselves.
Nobody gives an ass.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care you're crossing at the designated crosswalk.
What is it about that? It's that in Costco. What brings out the worst in people in those parking lots?
You're not wrong. People lose their mind at the Puyallup Costco parking lot, too. Hey, as far as weather, well, first of all, stay away from the Puyallup.
Stay home.
Parking lots, apparently.
Yeah, take the bus or walk.
65 degrees and cloudy is going to be our high. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily